Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, if you didn't already know, our friends at Voyage Media have a new scripted podcast called Red Meat Village. It's a neo-noir contemporary thriller set in New York City about an unusual private eye team that is tasked with finding a woman named Destiny in the most dangerous neighborhood in New York. It's fun, action-packed, and has great actors. It stars Catherine Bell, who you might know from the TV series JAG, in a very against-type role as a femme fatale kind of character, and she absolutely crushes it. It also features the great Malik Yoba, who you might know from Cool Runnings or his TV series New York Undercover. Anyways, the series is out right now. You can go ahead and listen to it. Just go to redmeatvillage.com or search for Red Meat Village wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, and enjoy the next episode of Paralyzed.
Seven Land presents Paralyzed.
Yeah, no, and that's why I'm working more hours. So I don't know why you're coming down on me like this, all right?
Because money's tight, and I'm stressed.
Why do you think I'm on the road again, taking every job I can?
To get away from me?
Now, I didn't say that.
I just don't want the neighbors talking. You know they talk.
What do I care? What do you care? They talk? Psh, let them.
They're my friends, though, Emmett.
Horrible friends.
They are not.
Let them talk, then.
I don't want to lose the house either, Emmett.
You aren't going to lose the house as long as I stay on the road.
But with how our bills are, you said you'd be looking for something else. Something with better pay. How are you going to do that always on the road?
Let's get past this struggle.
But the struggle never ends.
It will.
But you've been on and off for half a year now, and not much off.
Give me a little more time. We went through this often. She wanted this certain lifestyle, but didn't realize what went into it. How much I had to do.
You know what they say?
Who?
My friends.
Ugh, what?
They say you probably like the job so you can be out on your own.
Oh, horse shit.
I think what they say has some truth to it.
It don't.
I want to believe that.
I've always been faithful, Mary. I told you over and over. And I'll be home soon enough. This is my last delivery.
But how long are you going to be back for?
A few days. Be looking for something new.
Really?
Really, if that's what you truly want, but I can't give up on this just yet.
I know that.
Right.
But it's what I really want.
Of course it's what she really wanted. She wanted to start a family even though I dreaded it, now at my age. But it didn't matter anyway, since we were struggling to get pregnant. Turns out I had slow swimmers. That's what the doctor said. Guess it was God's way of telling me not to have a family.
Damn it. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, but I'm gonna go now. Looks like it's about to rain and I need to get some sleep.
Okay. I love you.
Love you too, dear. Ah! Drop it!
Oh, I was just looking for a cigarette.
You sure you were? When I entered the room, I saw the horror was going through my wallet. Move! I pushed her away from the counter. Her tits jiggled as she fell back onto the bed.
Hey, I was quiet. Just like you asked.
And I told you I'd pay you for it. But that don't mean you get to rob me in the meantime.
I was looking for a cigarette, I swear.
Just a cigarette?
Unless you have something else.
You know I do. I bought it from your guy.
Well, bring it over here, big boy. You need to relax some. And so do I.
One of the perks of having shitty swimmers meant I didn't have to worry much about my time with women of this type. Not that I trusted that they were all clean. I trusted these women about as much as Mary trusted me. Fucking friends, putting thoughts into Mary's mind like that.
Well,
This whore named Eloise, I think, was sitting at the edge of the bed, only wearing her panties. She held her hand out to me, palm up, fingers playfully grasping. Couldn't take my eyes off all the track marks on her arm.
Come on, big boy.
It's in the truck.
Well, go get it.
Go get it.
Please, baby. I just want to feel good tonight.
Thought you already felt good.
Oh, I do. But I want to feel even better.
She smiled real big. This one seemed just like all the others. If she took some of my stuff, I'd have another go. She'd owe me. I looked through my wallet. Only had one condom left. Shit. Looks like I wouldn't be able to double bag it on the next go.
Baby.
All right, I'll get it. Jane's sleeping here.
What?
It ain't happening. We can have our fun, but then you gotta go. I gotta get up early tomorrow.
Why?
I gotta get to the West Coast. And I ain't about to let some girl like you sleep in on the company's dime. I can't afford to lose my job right now.
Well, that's mean.
It's the way it is. She stared at me a long while, looking all pissed. I just shrugged. Are we in agreement?
Okay. That's fine. Go get it, baby. Please. Then we can have some more fun.
She grabbed her tit and pinched her nipple, all while biting her lip in her seductive way. She wasn't the prettiest girl, but she was better than anything I had in the last month.
Baby.
I'm going. Two days later and I was almost to Bellingham. I was making good time and wondered if I'd be able to get to another motel tonight. Last night I slept in the truck. Good thing was there was no pickup, so if I found something in the area. Plus, Wes owed me. I had four nights and I'd only used two so far. Maybe I could have one more fun time before heading home. I watched from the picnic table while I ate my burger. They had their own people to unload. In fact, they specifically told me not to help. I said fine, went to Jack in the Box for some food. Now I was back sitting at a table in their lawn under a Woburn street sign.
No, that's going to the back.
I thought everything needed to go to the warehouse.
Everything but the last pallet, I said that. You guys never listen.
It was a cloudy day and for some reason I kept thinking about... Shit, what was her name? Oh yeah, Eloise. She wasn't too pleased with me kicking her out, but I didn't trust her. I ended up calling her an Uber, though, like a gentleman.
Guys, careful, damn it, careful!
I finished my burger and leaned back, stretching. I hope they finish soon. I would have taken a nap if I knew it had taken them this long. I noticed a group of 20-somethings with backpacks walking by. Looked like they were going hiking, although I didn't know of any trails over here except for the mountains, but they had a hell of a trek if that's where they were heading.
Jesus. Kids these days, huh?
I thought he was talking about the backpackers until I saw where he was staring.
Never listen, right?
Sure. The old ponytailed manager was named Glendale. He had several scratches on his cheek that he said were made by his cat. But with the way the guy talked to people, I wondered if his so-called cat was actually a girlfriend or wife.
Hey, so I'm checking inventory, and, we're missing some things.
He flipped through the pages on his clipboard. You match things with the invoice?
Yeah, and it doesn't match. Not only that, but one of the sheets has a crack. Cuts diagonal all the way through. We can't use that. Don't you guys check this stuff?
I just drive the truck, man.
You work for the company, don't you?
Yeah, driving the truck. If you have any issues with cracked glass or missing inventory, you're gonna have to call the company.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll be doing that.
My phone started going off as the guy went back to looking at his clipboard. is Mary. Why was she calling me again?
You know, they usually do a walkthrough with supplies.
I'm aware.
Didn't they have you walk with them?
They did.
And you don't remember seeing any cracked sheets?
No, I don't.
Then you know what that means, don't you?
He eyed me suspiciously. I knew what he was getting at, but I wouldn't give him the satisfaction of an answer.
It means you fucked up. Must have hit a pothole or took a corner too tight.
That didn't happen.
Then they must have overpacked.
That ain't the case neither.
Then why are one of my sheets cracked?
Ask the kids. I motioned to the pair of workers trying to push the overstuffed cart through the front door. He followed my gaze and groaned.
Hey, you two! What the hell are you doing? Use the side entrance! Don't you two fucking know anything? God damn! How long have you worked here?
I finished the last of my fries and wondered if I'd be hearing from my boss today.
Well, you know I had to call.
No, you don't have to. Not unless he filed a report.
Well, he didn't do that. But he could.
It was one sheet. One.
You do a walkthrough with Jose?
Yeah.
And?
And what? I was on the phone with my boss now. Fucker called the company and made sure to drop my name.
And I have to check in.
That's bullshit.
It's not.
Wes, don't give me crap right now.
This is not the first complaint.
One sheet.
Still, that's why we do walkthroughs.
Well, accidents happen.
That may be so, but they can't be happening every damn time.
What do you want from me?
Nothing.
I'm on my way back. Scold me then.
I'm actually calling for another reason, too.
Don't do it. Don't extend my travel time.
We need you for a pickup.
Jesus Christ, my wife's been giving me shit. I just got off the phone with her. She wants me home.
It's on the way.
Oh, yeah? Where?
Nampa.
Nampa?
It's near Boise.
Jesus, that's south.
So?
So that's not on the way.
Sure it is.
I'm already on 90 heading east. Passed through Spokane not too long ago.
Well, deviate, Emmett. We don't have anyone else right now. And I'm not about to schedule another driver for a special trip.
I don't do pickups.
Yes, you do. You do whatever the hell it is I need you to do, and I need you to do a pickup.
Fine, send me the address.
Thank you, and feel free to get another room.
Oh, I'll be getting another room.
That's fine.
And I'll be doing it soon.
Fine, it's fine. Just make sure you get there tomorrow by 5.
Yeah, just send me the address. I hung up on him because if we talked any longer, I was bound to slip up and curse him out. I tossed my phone to the side and concentrated on driving in this mess. When Wesley's text came through, I plugged the address into the GPS. 20 minutes later, and I was hopping on an old highway heading south. Half hour later and I was contemplating calling Mary, but should I? It's raining. I could use that as an excuse. That's when it hit me. Shit, I'm not gonna get any action with it storming like this. Not that it mattered, I wasn't on the interstate anymore. Odds of finding anything out here was next to nil. I grabbed my phone and was about to call Mary, because fuck it, when all of a sudden I saw her there. I thought I might be taking care of myself tonight, but as luck would have it, a poor woman on the side of the road walking in the rain. Wow. All right, let's see. I leaned over and opened the door. You all right, miss? Car breakdown?
You could say that.
Nasty storm. Probably should have stayed put for the time being.
Too late now.
Would you like a ride? I smiled warmly as I could. Promise I don't bite.
Maybe I'll chance it. How far's the next town?
I checked the GPS. It ain't close. I'll take you, though. She stood there a moment, contemplating. You can trust me. Just trying to help. Name's Emmett. She pulled the wet hair from her eyes. She was pretty. Prettier than Eloise. Obviously not a whore, but she did look beat the hell up.
Roland, and I just need the next town.
I understand. It's late and the next town should have an inn. It's where I plan on stopping for the evening. That was a lie, kind of. I did plan on getting a room, just thought I'd make it a bit further.
Oh.
Yep, been a long day today. Long day. And this weather made it longer. Where'd you break down?
Listen, I'm tired, and I just want to concentrate on getting to the next town.
I understand, and we'll get you there. Didn't know if I stood a chance, but it wouldn't hurt trying. Did you try calling a tow truck? My apologies, ma'am. I've been on the road by myself for a couple months now. Back and forth, back and forth. If you don't want to talk, that's fine. I can turn on the radio.
I'm just tired. I'm cold. It's been a long day for me. And I haven't slept much recently.
Is that so?
Yeah, and I don't even know if I'll get much sleep tonight either.
Not sure what she meant by that, but I was mighty intrigued. Time to try. What did I have to lose? I could always dump her back on the road. Well, if that's the case, maybe I can help you with that.
What's that mean?
Traveling back and forth, I have to stay alert, so got some stuff for that. But also, there are nights I just need to relax, you know, like tonight. And for that, I have some other stuff. I thought, hell, if this chick is down on her luck, it might just work.
Yeah? Like what?
Holy shit, it did. You interested?
I might be.
That's what I like to hear. Time to take another chance. I mean, I'm giving her a ride. It's the least she could let me do. I slowly reached down and put my hand on her leg. She stared at it a moment, but didn't remove it. And she didn't slap me. Town's coming up. So's this inn if you want to have some fun. I moved my hand higher, eventually squeezing her upper thigh. This chick looked desperate. Good. She lied there like a starfish. Normally I wouldn't mind, but for some reason I was expecting more. Maybe it's all the fun I'd been having recently with professionals. Yeah. Yeah. You like that? She didn't answer, but I didn't care. I knew she did. Take it. Yeah. Take it. I didn't know what it was about this chick, but I put my hands on her wrist and held her out. Chicks always dig that. Then I went faster and faster until... Damn, that was good. But it felt like my heart was going to burst out of my chest. I quickly rolled off of her and tried to relax. That was good, girl. Real good. I went to the bathroom, but before I took a piss, I looked at myself in the mirror. Sweat was dripping down my face, arms, and chest. I thought about Mary. But why? Dumbass. I looked down at my now flaccid dick. Damn it, you're so fucked up you didn't even realize you weren't wearing a condom. Oh well, I didn't have any more anyway. So what was I gonna do, run to a store? Bum one off a guy in the next room? Plus, this chick wasn't a whore, just desperate. You're fine. Thank you. The next morning, I got ready in a hurry. I never called Mary last night, and she left 4 voicemails and sent several texts. Always on me about shit, but I called her once I was back on the road. I stopped making so much noise when I saw the chick. Roland? Was that it? She was waking up. She leaned over the edge of the bed. That's when I noticed the needle in the carpet. Whoa, can't have that lying around, right? I grabbed it and put it in my pocket. I don't think this chick realized how lucky she was. I never let him sleep with me anymore, but for some reason I had a soft spot for this one. How you feeling, girl?
Fine.
Look a little better than you did yesterday.
Thanks. What time is it?
5. Got a lot of driving ahead.
Jesus.
She sat up and started rubbing her arm. She's probably pretty fucked up still, but wasn't my problem. Not anymore, at least. Hey, so, gotta get back on the road. Time is money.
Oh?
You would think you'd be okay here? I mean, maybe you can call AAA or something, huh? But she just stared at me blankly. Kind of felt bad, but what'd she expect of me? Check out 8 till 11. You'll be fine, won't you?
Just go.
Oh, thank God. Take care. It was still dark out, but I needed to call Mary. Odds are she'd be up. Probably never went to sleep last night, and now she's gonna give me shit. Oh well, I'll just tell her I have a pickup now. She won't like that, but it'll get her off my ass about not calling. Before I drove off, I took a quick moment to stare at the room. I don't know why, but the fact that it was still dark made me feel weird. Odds are she went back to sleep. So what are you worried about? You told her to call AAA, and she can get help from the front office. It's time to go. As I pulled out of the small Gunner Inn parking lot, I couldn't help but get the weird feeling again. Something just wasn't right. For some reason, this chick seemed different. But for my sake and Mary's, I needed to put this behind me like always. So that's what I did.
Paralyzed. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Jack Austin as Emmett and Amy LeRae as Roland. Co-starring Corey Pettit, Kimberly Ann, Nick Cornelius, Wesley Morris, Ariel Zadok, Nick Engelhard, and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. Eldridge T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. This has been a 7 Lamb production.